It is another Andy and Amanda episode here on the 28th of November, 2022. And I just cannot believe at this point, actually, unbelievable, but the year's about to end. 2022 is coming to an end. Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, we're going to have some fun this show. And Amanda, again, I hope she's going to come with us. Let me see if I had a note here from Amanda. She had a death in the family. A death in the family, and also she has a new member of her family, I think a relative. She has a new nephew or new niece, is it? But also, I think a grandfather had recently died. And I believe that that's going to keep her from the show. But I'm not sure. Is she coming in? I heard that she is going to. Anyway, we'll see if she joins us, but I understand if she doesn't. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I had a fun time in Arizona visiting family, and it was the first Thanksgiving without my brother, which was, you know, a little, the absence was definitely felt by all family friends that were there. What I do sometimes when Amanda's not here is try to, we talk about the headlines.
We choose truth over fact.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, President Biden. That's very, very, you know, I agree, you know. And
I wonder what Biden's beliefs are regarding evolution and the human career.
It's taken more than 100 years.
Yeah. Well, he's got a point there. Over 100 years. I agree. More than Yeah. Anyway, a whole lot going on there about Trump right now, about the potential indictment coming down the pike here before the House changes hands to the Republicans by very, very, very narrow margin. January, 23rd, I think that is. But let's take a listen
to Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, and others about what they had to say at one time about Donald Trump.
So take a listen to this.
I want to talk to the Trump supporters for a minute. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you like this guy. Whatever he does, he accuses everyone else of doing. The man cannot tell the truth, but he combines it with being a narcissist. A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
And my concern is that he would grab up that power and really treat the country as sort of his little bully fiefdom.
Donald Trump is everything I taught my children not to do in kindergarten.
He's been exploiting working Americans for 40 years.
40 years? Huh? Rubio.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious
baiting. Is he Lady Graham? Rich coming
from here. Says he's for the little guy, but he's actually done a lot of his business on the back of the little guy.
Funny.
You know, Donald Trump the other day said that, it, quote, if he tells a soldier to commit a war crime, the soldier will just go do it.
And I don't think Donald Trump has even read the Constitution, knows what's in the Constitution.
Really?
A toxic mix of demagoguery and mean-spiritedness and nonsense.
I just cannot support Donald Trump.
Really?
Donald Trump is a delusional narcissist and an orange-faced windbag.
Donald Trump is a con artist.
He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. He lies practically every word that comes out of his mouth.
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office.
Okay. You said it.
Raving lunatics.
Just when you thought fucking crazy couldn't get crazier, what did we just find out? More than 300 documents. New York Times reported more than 300 documents, classified documents, are sitting at Mar-a-Lago. Now, Donald Trump, on top of that, has decided that he's going to represent himself. Now, look, I don't support Donald Trump. I wouldn't give that motherfucker a single dollar of my money. But if they would put this on pay-per-view, who wouldn't pay to watch this idiot, this incompetent fool, sit there and try to represent himself? Could you imagine they could start to order in the court? It goes, you know, I'm kind of thirsty. Someone give me a Diet Coke. Right? I mean, how stupid does this man have to be? It's sort of like, you know, you have appendicitis deciding to take your appendix out yourself. This guy has no fucking clue anymore what he's doing. He is unhinged. He's lost. But here's the part that's driving me batshit crazy. He's gone up in the polls for Republicans that are supporting him. Supporting him for what? For treason? I mean, for God's sakes, when is the Republican Party going to wake up?
Key evangelical figures turn on Trump, saying he used us. See, now this is what we call in Scotland a load of wind and pish. Evangelicals are not turning on Trump because of the hate that he exuded, the bigotry that he spewed, the woman that he demeaned, the racism that he embodied, the people he hurt, the democracy that he tried to destroy. They're turning on Trump for one reason, and one reason only, because they know he can't win. This is the same group of people that celebrated the thrice married pussy grabber as the second coming of Jesus when he was winning, but as the midterms have proven, this conspiratorial election-denying BS that Republicans are standing by isn't working anymore, so all of a sudden, they're turning on him because they're so petrified of losing power. That's it. That is it.
Y'all have to see this. I swear to God, you cannot make this shit up.
I've gone decades, without a war, the first president to do it for that long a period.
I don't know what's fucking scarier. The fact that he doesn't know how long a decade is. The fact that he thinks he was president for a decade. The fact that he doesn't realize that he was president during the Afghanistan war. I mean, after all, isn't he the one who took credit for the drawdown? The fact that he thinks he is the first non-wartime president. Or the scariest thing of all, the people clapping for him at the end when he said that bullshit. Just gonna go ahead and say it. Trump and his supporters do not live on the same fucking timeline that the rest of us are living on.
Yes, enough said. We can go on and on and on and on, as we have, and we will continue to, as more headlines break and we dive behind them and see what's going on, and we'll investigate that. But I think now it's time for our first tune on today's Andy Demander show by an old friend of mine, singing a song by a friend of ours back then, a guy named Greg Simon, is a great singer-songwriter. I don't know what he's doing now. I haven't seen Greg or heard from him in decades, actually. It's been a while. I know he moved out of the Philadelphia area where I'm from. We got together and did some songwriting back then, and he did a tune that another friend of ours, a gal who's become very, very successful in the singer-songwriter world named Susan Warner, has covered. And I've got a live recording of her doing this tune. It's called Great Out There by Greg Simon. It's recorded at a venue which is no longer there either. God, so many of them have dropped by the wayside over the years. This venue is called The Tin Angel, and the album was called Susan Warner Live at The Tin Angel. Recorded, I want to think, in the – let me think here because I'm not looking at anything. This is just from my recollection. I'm thinking this must have been recorded to mid-90s, obviously. That's a big range, right? But I'm thinking 94-ish. Right in there, somewhere around there. But anyway, Susan Warner, Greg Simon is the songwriter. It's called The Great Out There. Enjoy it.
Irish rose. She started dancing in bars in Dakar to that African high life jive. Her mom said, girl, you're gonna get yourself killed. She says, I'm going just to be alive. Oh, when you get there, is there, there? Do people care there? Are people aware there? Do the boys and girls do more than break their toys and perm their hair there? Stand and update cake to your old roommate from your big round world to a small fast state. Tell me, what do you find when you open your eyes and your mind to the great Marrakesh? And then later that year, some letters appeared from Nepal and Bangladesh. At first, the words were laughter, the strange ways we live in peace. The next, the words were blurred with tears, the war, the famine, the disease. Oh, when you get there, is everyone there? Do people care there? Are people aware there? Do the boys and girls do more than break their toys and perm their hair there? Stand and update cake to your
Susan Warner, live at the Tin Angel here on the Andy and Amanda Show, Block Talk Radio. Great to be with you again. This is Andy Kimball, your host, along with Amanda Love, who had a death in the family. As I explained earlier, she's not joining us today. We're here live Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're the only show in the world that actually, when Amanda's with us, that is, normally she is, that connects the United States with the UK. You get to, when you call into the show, which you can do now, or anytime that we're live, by dialing 515-605-9888, and it gets you to connect with two countries at the same time, the same conversation. We talk about what's going on in the world, the news, what's behind the headlines of the news, and politics, current events, relationships, spirituality, sports, weather, entertainment, film, music, obviously. Amanda and I are both musicians. That's our real day jobs. We're both musicians. She's a composer, and I play acoustic, folk, and blues music. But, you know, hopefully you enjoy.
The Chinese?
Well, I don't do any of that, but I do folk, you know, Americana folk and blues music. Thank you, Mr. Nixon. Speaking of which, I cover a few tunes by a guy we all know by the name of, what's his name? Bob Dylan, of course. Bob Dylan. And I don't do a whole lot of his music. I'm a fan of what he does and what he's accomplished. And I figured that maybe, just maybe, I would go ahead and play for you now a cover, if I can find it, that is. Yes, I'm stalling for time here. Da-da-da-da. Anyway, not really, but I'm going to play a cover of a classic Bob Dylan tune. I'm playing acoustic guitar and having some fun with this one. It's called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Again, here, Block Talk Radio, the Andy and Amanda Show. Bob Dylan tune, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, which I performed live, and that was, I guess, I don't know how old that recording is, but it's a fun tune to play. I don't really play that tune much anymore. I think I will after hearing it. I don't know if how many of you are following the World Cup, and what's going on. It's a big event, obviously, and some news regarding the World Cup and the Iran national team. That the Iranian National Guard, I guess under the direction of higher-ups, threatened families of the national soccer team of Iran. They threatened their families of imprisonment and torture if the players failed to behave appropriately ahead of the match against the USA, which happens tomorrow, Tuesday. I can't believe it. A source involved in the security of the games informed news outlets, AP, CNN, everybody else, Indian Manishaw, the players refused to sing the national anthem in their opening match against England on November 21st. And the players were called to a meeting with the members of the Iranian National, you know, the Revolutionary Guard. I guess they're called Revolutionary Guard as opposed to National Guard there. But the source, I mean, this comes from a source, you know, and it was reported that the members of the team were told that their families would face violence and torture if they did not sing the national anthem or if they joined any political protest against the Tehran regime. The players did sing the national anthem before their second game against Wales last Friday, which saw a 2-0 victory for Iran. I think players of Iran, which obviously know what's going on, they obviously didn't sing that tune, which brought forth that meeting. They should maybe take a dive, say, fuck this country. You know, hell. When the boxing world, they say, you know, they call it a dive or something. When the boxers takes, you know, goes down intentionally. I don't know. But anyway, it's kind of very interesting. Just shows what a fucked up country Iran is. What they're getting away with, what they're getting away with, I don't know. I don't know if folks heard about what goes on with women who've taken their scarves off their heads. Hairs off their heads and being abused, imprisoned, raped, tortured. And the world sits by and lets it happen. I don't know. I thought after World War II that the civilized world, planet Earth, would put their foot down and say, we're not going to allow any of that anywhere. We're just not going to allow it. And we dare any dictator to disrespect and crucify because of their religious beliefs, philosophical beliefs, political ideologies. But it's not that simple. And that's very idealistic. I know that, but I just still can't believe that people would do that to other people. Anyway. So, again, our number here, if you want to get on the show and talk about whatever you like to talk about instead of hearing me talk, which I'm sure you'd much rather do, is 515-605-9888. This is the Andy DeMando Show. You can we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays live on Block Talk Radio at 6 p.m. for about an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. We've always had a good time doing the show. We've had some fabulous guests from all walks of life on the show, and we'll continue to do so. We've got some great people joining us in the near future, which include Representative Jamie Raskin and a matter of fact, some surprise guests, I'm going to tell you, who very well-known guests in the entertainment industry, very well-known guests that are going to be joining us within the next few weeks. So you got to stay tuned. It's going to be a surprise. I'm not going to tell you who it is until maybe the day before or something like that. Anyway, I got to talk about this for a second. There was a teen here in Riverside, California, not too far from our Andy and Amanda studios in Los Angeles, that was befriended by a man who was catfishing. And catfishing means it's somebody who uses a false identity to get people to befriend them of the opposite sex, usually teens, younger people, some boys or girls. You know, they put on a facade as to who they are and who they are, but they're really not that person. But a man accused of this catfishing phenomenon came from Virginia to California. He killed her mother, her grandmother, and grandfather, and then took her out of the house, got into a Kia, started driving around, He was pursued by police. Got out of the car. He was shot by SWAT teams. He was shooting at them. They shot him and killed him. But this poor family, this poor, poor family, you know, 38-year-old daughter, single mom, the grandmother and grandfather, both in their 60s, the girl was put in protective custody. I hate to hear about this crap. This shit that goes on in the world is unbelievable. I guess we all do, eh? Hey, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, a weekend of sales, and it started early. Hey, Black Friday is starting today, a month ahead of time, right? Cyber Monday, what are you doing? I know we've got studios, the Andy and Amanda Studios. I've got a recording studio and a lot of guitar gear and all sorts of music stuff. So I've been kind of searching around, seeing what I want to do and improve and add and build. We're building out our Andy and Amanda Studios here and working with some new big ultra-wide monitors, which are amazing. Still getting used to this. And what are you doing? Let us know. Email the show at andyandmandershow@gmail.com. Let us know. How was your Thanksgiving? Let us know if you're participating in Black Friday or Cyber Monday, as the case might be. And you know, let us know what's going on in your world. We do want to know. We really do. And maybe we'll let's play it. We just heard an Andy Kimmel tune, an interpretation of a Bob Dylan classic, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Now I only think it's appropriate if we play an Amanda Love song, so one of her latest. I guess it's a forthcoming CD she's going to be putting out, I'm hoping. This is called With You by my co-host on the show, Amanda Love, here on the Andy and Amanda Show. Again, With You.
Open roads, free skies, light thin wings, I learned to fly. Into your arms, yeah, into your smile. Get a steep climb till I'm by your side. Ooh, I gotta do this now. Yeah. Ooh, 'cause that's what love's about. I wanna do it all with you. I want to be it all. With you.
Amanda Love with you. Or I call it with you.
He's full of shit.
Oh, come on. For me, it's being from Philly. You go to Pat Steaks. I don't know if anybody's been to Philadelphia. The Pat Steaks, what made Philly famous, cheesesteaks. You know, you go up to the counter, the takeout counter there, and there's a big sign. This is how you order your steaks: with or without cheese. Cheese Whiz is the thing. They use Cheese Whiz. And so I called Amanda Song. What did I say? With you. W-I-T. All right, here we are on the Andy Amanda program. Andy, again, flying solo. And a whole bunch of things to talk about. We're going to have a Trump indictment countdown clock here that's going to... it's going to kind of tick tock in the background during some of our shows because we think that an indictment is probably going to happen prior to Congress changing hands in January. January, was it 23rd or something? Is that what it is? I believe it is. And that's just, my opinion based on what we've observed and I think what the Republicans are going to try to do when they take over the House by that very slim majority. It's not going to be easy for them. All we're hearing from the Republicans so far is what they're going to investigate. Nothing about policy, nothing about infrastructure, nothing about education, nothing about the economy and the well-being of Americans. All about who we're investigating. Oh, we're going to get Hunter Biden. Yeah, great job. Good luck getting reelected. Hey, let's hear some Earth, Wind, and Fire. What do you think? That'll be a little different, huh? Earth, Wind, and Fire here on the Andy Amanda Show. Yes, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Well, they are incredibly talented. They are just so incredibly talented. What an amazing band. I saw a private concert of Earth, Wind, and Fire at the University of Southern California, and which I was invited to. And it was a kind of a get-to-know, an interview, and with one of the founders, and the curtain opens, and there's the band, and some of the members of the University of Southern California jazz band, Horns, got to play with them. They were the horn section that day. And they were just incredible, man. Just a private show of Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was incredible. Then also they were, I've seen them a couple times, actually. I saw them also at the National Association of Music Merchants Conference, big, huge music event in Anaheim, California for the music industry. And they played along with Tower of Power, Lagna di Messina. It was an amazing show. It's amazing when I think about, as a performer myself, and I kind of play and record and tour and do some shows in the acoustic folk music genre. That's kind of where I live. But I'm just thinking back about some of the amazing entertainment events that I got to go to at kind of an adjunct to my own career. But it's been pretty amazing. Great ride. And speaking of amazing, my mentor, a guy who got me into this, great influence, this guy named Chris Smither. And he wrote this song. Matter of fact, I should play that. That's what I should play. He wrote the song that a lot of people think Bonnie Raitt wrote. Bonnie Raitt does a tune, Love Me Like a Man. The actual song was called Love You Like a Man. It's written by Chris Smither. And the story behind that is Bonnie and Chris were friends at the time. It's going back into the late 60s. And early 70s, maybe, right in there. But anyway, right in that time frame. And Bonnie heard Chris's song, Love You Like a Man, and late night, early in the wee hours of the night, Chris's phone rings. It's Bonnie Raitt. I'm like, hey, Chris. He's like, yeah, love that song, Love You Like a Man. Yeah, thanks, he says. I'd like to record it. He's like, oh, my God, you'd be flattered to have Bonnie Raitt record this song. Well, yeah, go ahead, do it. I want to hear it. She said, well, we already did. So I booked Chris Smither live, Love You Like a Man. Listen to this.
It's called I Can Love You Like a Man. I believed it at the time. All these men that you've been seeing, they got their balls up on the shelf. And you know they can never love you, baby. They can't even love themselves. You need someone who can. And I bet I could be your lover, man. Come on, believe me when I tell you I love you like a man. Cause I never seen such losers. I bet you never tried to find a man that could take you home, never taking you for a ride. If you need someone who can, I bet I could be your lover, man. Come on, believe me when I tell you I love you like a men that you've been seeing, they got their paws up on the shelf. And you know they could never love you, baby, they can't even love themselves. You need someone who can. And I could be, I know I could be your lover man. Believe me when I tell you I love you like I love you.
Boy, he's a great guy, great performer, one hell of a guy, amazing guitar player, a musician's musician, a great singer-songwriter.
If you don't like it, I'm going to whoop you.
Yeah, you heard, you know, really, you know what I'm saying? Really. Anyway, our number here to get joined the show is 515-605-9888. You're welcome to do so. Welcome to do so as we maybe look around, see what else is going on in the news. Enough about Trump, I think, for right now. Don't, you know what I mean? We follow. Where would we be without Trump on this program? Anyway, just enjoy my crackers and jelly here. That's all I've had to eat all day. Oh, my goodness. So, it's just amazing how much news there is going on about Trump. Hey, what do we think is going to happen December 6th with the football player? What's his name? Herschel Walker? Think he's got a chance? You think? Please don't tell me he does. Please don't tell me he's got a chance to win. That would be such a huge disappointment. I'd be so dismayed. I'd be so incredibly appalled. I guess the integrity, you know, and to a certain extent to fall for such a fraud of a politician. Great football player. Hell, he was Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles. How about them Eagles? Anybody see the Eagles-Packers game last night? Woo-wee. Jalen Hurts, can we talk? You know, an offensive line, the best of the best in the biz. Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles. How did you get fly? Philadelphia played here on the show. And our Rams are hanging in there. Our Chargers are hanging in there here in Los Angeles. But I'm an Eagles fan, if you can't tell. True and true. Whatever it is, you know. Whatever it is. Anyway, so should we play some more tunes? I think we should play some more tunes. I want to play another. Song off my Undercover album that just came out a few weeks ago. This was called Tumbleweed. Thank you. taps his heels in time as he plays that old flat-top guitar. He's the guitar local hero, and he sings right from the heart. His tips are just a jungle of worn-out dollar bills. He makes his rent and gets his groceries, local bar and grill. Called Tumbleweed. It's originally written by Bill Miller. He's a very accomplished singer-songwriter, lives down in Nashville now. Very proud of his American Indian heritage. Indigenous heritage, I guess that's what they say now. He's a great public speaker, singer-songwriter, poet, artist. Incredible guy, too. Anyway, it's a song called Tumbleweed. That's on my last album called Undercover 3. Fun. It's a collection of mostly live recordings that were done through the years. And it's kind of talking to Amanda a while back about, you know, putting out an album here that I'm not really doing anything. It's the songs were pretty much already done. It's a collection of mostly live recordings and a couple of studio recordings. Also a couple of real cool 12-string guitar pieces, which were recorded on the fly, literally as I was making them up and put them on the record. And it was cool to put an album out like that where I, you know, it's a collection of tunes that were already out there and just to compile them of interpretations of other people's work for the most part. And now we have an album called Undercover 3, available now at your favorite record streaming service, whatever it might be, Amazon or CD Baby or Spotify, wherever you get your music. Look up Andy Kimball and you'll see the album there, and along with a bunch of other tunes, some singles, a a few other albums. I think there's like 6 or 7 albums. I don't know how many there are. I got to tell you, I don't know. I've been doing this for quite a while. Anyway, but I appreciate it. And that's kind of how I get along here, is by people downloading my music and listening to the plays on Spotify and other streaming services and buying the tunes. I think you can get an Andy Kimball tune for about $1 now, which is a whole lot to ask. Go, you know, go, there's fun tunes. Just do it, do it, do it. And then every little bit helps, as they say. In the meantime, we are forging ahead with this radio show, too, which is very, very cool. I mean, the numbers are in the hundreds of thousands of now, I think, over almost 200,000 listeners. And those are like real numbers. I mean, it's unbelievable myself when Cornell Butler, our coordinator, sends me this documentation and the stats and so forth of who's listening to us and where. I'm looking at these numbers and going, holy smokes. And normally we do, Amanda and I do a lot of comical, fun stuff back and forth. You're just here talking like I am now. But I'm having a good time just sitting back and doing this. But definitely not the normal Andy and Amanda shtick, if you know what I'm saying. So you got to listen to some shows to see what we really do, which is far greater than anything I could do by myself. Miss Amanda, you know. I guess you'll probably tune into the show to hear her, not me. I get it. I know. I tune in to hear her as well. My internet wife. Anyway, folks, I can't believe it. Is that right? Yes, it is right. We're about ready to sign off here. I think we'll play another tune to close out the show. You don't have to hear me blab along here anymore. Wednesday's the next show, 6 p.m. live. Hopefully Amanda will be back and Cornell Butler, our coordinator from Double, will be back. Again, we are the only show in the world that connects two countries. We connect the UK and the USA. You dial 515-605-9888. You can also email the show, andyandamandashow@gmail.com. I'd say get on board. Either way, if you want to email us and let us know you want to join us as a guest or just as a call in to have some fun and talk, let us know that. We'll send you an internet link from wherever you are in the world. We're over 20 countries around the world. And we'll send you a link, and all you need is a headset, speakers, whatever, microphone, because it's an internet connection. That's how you'll get on board the show. And you could be anywhere on the earth or in space if you have Wi-Fi. If you can join us. I think they have Wi-Fi on this space station. Anyway, that would be cool. Well, that would be a really cool interview, wouldn't it? Yeah, maybe we'll work on that too. All right, anyway, we'll see you Wednesday, folks. We're going to play another tune here. I'm going to surprise you with what it is. And I like it a lot and listen to it by these talented two women singer-songwriters that play together and tour and have been doing the whole for years. And I've seen them at the Newport Folk Festival almost every year back in the 90s. They closed out the festival on Sunday nights. And who am I talking about? Okay, I'll tell you. Indigo Girls, Closer to Fine, here on the Andy and Amanda Show. Enjoy this tune. I know I'm going to sit back and listen to it as well. We'll see everybody Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. is the time it is in New York, because I know everybody's all around the world listening to this right now. And all right, folks, take care. Have a good one. I've enjoyed doing this. Hope you had some fun listening to the tunes and just some casual chat. And look forward to doing it again on Wednesday with my dear partner, co-host, Amanda Love. Take care, folks.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a great movie.
us. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for something it is, closer I am to find. Closer I am. With a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor. We go to the mountains. We look to the children. We drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible. We go through the workout. We read up on revival. We stand up for the lookout. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for something, it is closer I.